Traditionally, the Party for the Environment, housing wasn't necessarily at the forefront of the Greens' agenda, but Miss Berry explains why this is not true.
And the big house builders, their incentive is always to build in where it's easiest, and they will snap up the Green Belt if we relax the protections on the Green Belt. We have to be focusing on brownfield land first, on land that's already built on land that's car parks, TfL land. There's a lot of railway land out there. There's a lot of land the NHS own.
Unable to get on the housing ladder herself, Miss Berry is, and always has been, a London renter. She says she doesn't want this to be a fait accompli for the next generation.
I want to set up a not-profit company inside City Hall, using money that we get from the council tax by keeping the Olympic precept going, to kickstart all the new different ways of building housing that we really need that's truly affordable. So bringing in investment from co-ops, people who want to self-build their own homes, people who want to live in co-housing developments, smaller developers who aren't just the very big companies who need to make very big profits.
We met in Ham Close, a Richmond council estate that's currently undergoing an uplift regeneration project. Some residents are against the idea, saying the homes don't need to be rebuilt. Miss Berry agrees.
More than 8,000 council homes net have been lost in regeneration projects, supposedly, over the past few years. And we can't let that continue. We've got to keep the affordable homes we already have.
In Kingston, there's an affordable housing shortage, partly because of the amount of student accommodation needed. I asked Miss Berry how the problem can be tackled so everyone's needs are met.
Firms are charging students through the absolute nose to live in student accommodation. They're not building it for students from the domestic market anyway. They're for luxury flats, essentially for foreign students who they're making money out of. We do need to be helping students to campaign for more affordable housing. I'd be defining a student living rent and helping the students more.
Stay tuned tomorrow to hear how UKIP's Peter Whittle plans to go to war on unaffordable housing.